I like to eat. I could just see my stomach getting a little more trim.
Raheem Babalola is a model and actor who says he popped this pill for the last 4 months and lost about 10 pounds without changing his diet or exercise habits.
It's keeping those cells, those fat, those new fat cells from coming, sitting in those areas. It's attacking them. It's saying, you know what? No, you can't stay here. You got
to
go.
Raheem's talking about a new supplement claiming to be the newest fat-fighting breakthrough. It's called Dex C20, and the label says it contains Caralluma fimbriata, a cactus plant found in India. It's supposed to give you energy, help you burn calories, and reduce your appetite.
I look at this product as what I call a kickstart and a maintenance balance.
Dr. Richard Goldfarb is a researcher who was paid by the makers of Dex C20 to conduct a pilot study of the product.
Weight loss varied from as little as 5 pounds up to 13 pounds in this 30-day period. But everybody on the study had weight loss.
But his very small study involved only 10 patients and no control group. Yet the conclusion surprisingly states, quote, "We recommend Dex C20 as a primary product in the fight against obesity. It's a recommendation that some experts say goes way too far."
I probably made a strong statement, but again, a lot of it has to do with my own personal bias, too, because I took it and lost, you know, 10, probably up to 12 pounds. So perhaps that's
But you can't make a statement like that with based on personal bias.
No, I didn't. But I'm saying what influenced me is the fact that we were 10 for 10. Nobody had any major side effects.
The bigger issue here is that dietary supplements are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. This means the makers don't even have to study the product or prove that it really works. And you have no way of knowing what's really inside the capsule.
The studies do not support weight loss with these products.
Dr. Todd Cooperman is the president of ConsumerLab.com, a company that independently tests ingredients in nutritional supplements. He says Dex C20 raises a lot of questions.
Our belief is that the marker compounds have not yet been identified for this particular form of Caralluma, so it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to know for sure if it's really in there.
And when it comes to what's really inside any supplement, Dr. Cooperman says you can't always trust the label. His lab tested more than 2,000 products over the last decade and found a problem with one out of every four.
Most often it doesn't contain all the active ingredient that it claims. You really don't know what's inside the bottle unless you can go and test it. So it's a buyer beware situation.
I'd love to be able to report there's a silver bullet out there that's going to make you lose weight. But for now, most experts agree the marketing is way ahead of the science. The makers of Dex C20, by the way, say they have already started a larger study. I'm Dr. Subna Parikh, Fox 5 News.